Dr. Julie Galthorpe, just to be transparent with Mix Nation, is not the biggest Christmas music fan, but you told us you love that song.
I love it, and yeah. I really loved you conducting it the whole way.
Thank you.
That made such a difference, don't you think, Miriam?
He was conducting. I thought he was just like trying to swat a fly over here.
I was conducting.
He was feeling the flow of the music.
Your hands are just everywhere.
Trying to make happy in Christmas, Pharrell Williams Christmas. What do we got to do?
Well, people want happiness. The problem arises when you start chasing it too actively. So I'm talking about chasing that good feeling with the idea that there is something out there that will make us happy, or in the case of Christmas, merry and joyous. So research from institutions like University of California and others has shown that the more people focus on measuring or tracking their happiness, the less happy they tend to feel. So this creates that sort of a paradox where chasing happiness actually leads to less of it. Similarly, if we chase this feeling of being joyful and merry, we are likely to be disappointed. It's not like it's hiding around a corner.
Well, that's kind of ironic, right? So I try to be a positive, optimistic person. And then I always thought, you know, if I try to be optimistic, that would make me happy. So why does chasing happiness make us less happy?
Well, first, Miriam, what you're describing about yourself is not chasing it. You're practicing life with positivity, and that's different. That works. So if you practice the Christmas season with a sense of joyfulness and merriness, that will work. Mm-hmm. When we look at things with optimism, we purposefully interact with people, we're friendly and kind, we're likely to be happier people. This is because you're turning up that happiness internally and you're doing things right.
Oh, cool.
The difference is if you're chasing happiness like it's something outside of ourselves, it's that involves those expectations. And when people are overly focused on being happy, they start believing that they should feel these positive emotions all the time. And it isn't like that. It's filled with ups and downs. And this pressure to feel constantly joyful, it creates this gap between what people expect of themselves and what they experience. And that's where that disappointment comes in.
It's almost like setting yourself up for failure by demanding something that's, you know, impossible. Like the person that is trying to feel happy, but making everything perfect because they think that's the way happiness feels, and nothing is ever perfect, really.
That's right. Yeah. So that's exactly it. So if we are expecting perfection is going to lead us to happiness, it's not. Another issue is that we tend to gauge how happy we are on an ongoing basis. So if you're continually checking in on that happiness, you might amplify what's not perfect in your life, and you become hyper aware of those negative emotions. And instead of enjoying that moment, you latch on to what's wrong. So if you're constantly asking yourself, oh, what's getting in the way of me being happy? What should I do? This is founded in the belief that constant happiness is reasonable. And, you know, I think it's part of what is contributing to major mental health issues in our society, because people think if they aren't happy all the time, there's something wrong with them. You know, I'm not happy. Give me a drug. You know, I'm not happy. I better like quit my job and find something different to do. I better like, you know, get rid of everything that's going on, set major boundaries with all these people in my life. This is simply not true.